Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The people of Great Britain have lost one of their most fundamental freedoms, the right to use force for self-defense. The British didn't lose this right as a result of being defeated in war. They did it to themselves. They didn't lose this right all at once. It happened step by step as the government claimed it was fighting crime. Unfortunately, the British have no Second Amendment as we do. The process started with requiring citizens to get a certificate for permission to own a gun, and you couldn't get it unless you had a good reason. The definition of good reason was squeezed narrower and narrower. Then the government ruled that it should never be necessary for anyone to possess a firearm for the protection of his house or person. In 1953, the government made it illegal to carry in a public place any article made or intended for an offensive purpose. Police could stop and search anyone. In 1967, the government passed a law that henceforth it was never to be considered reasonable to defend property with force. And if you harm or kill an assailant, you can be charged with assault or murder. The result of these terrible policies is that England suffers the most violent crime of the 18 developed countries. Handgun crime has doubled. You are six times more likely to be mugged in London than in New York City. Most English burglaries occur while homeowners are at home, compared to only 13% in America, because burglars fear that American homeowners may have a gun. There are tragic and ridiculous cases of prosecutions of citizens for the crime of defending themselves. You can now go to prison if you carry a toy or replica gun. By limiting the right of self-defense, England has removed the greatest deterrent to crime, people able and prepared to defend themselves. Remember, the police cannot be everywhere.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum, and today you've finally been hearing the truth, not the media lies, about gun control. Can we protect ourselves and the Second Amendment while reducing crime? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free, uncensored information on gun ownership. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
She is absolutely fabulous. Then a gentleman named David Hernandez, a man I previously had not known, made very relevant points about what blacks have lost and said that even though his family was from Mexico, we cannot allow this illegal immigration invasion. He was outstanding. But then my education began as Council Parks took his turn. Councilman Parks is a very unique gentleman, folks. He was an LAPD cop, then he became the chief of police, and now he is a city councilman. He has been at the public trough forever. He really put us all in our places with facts that we had overlooked all of these years. This is what he taught us, folks. And we should have known, but we didn't. But this is what he taught us. He explained to us how the vast majority of illegal aliens in the city of Los Angeles is from Canada. That's right. How could we have overlooked that all these years? How could we have driven by these elementary schools, high schools, and junior high schools and thought that those Hispanic-looking kids in there were actually Canadian children? How do we not know that? You tell me. When quite a few of the audience complained about the lack of skilled jobs available, Councilman Parks let us know the truth again. And he told us that the vast majority of construction jobs here are held by, of all things, white males. So I asked him, is that in the city, in your district, in the 8th district, sir? He said, that is citywide. He repeated it twice. So when you see those Hispanic people doing those construction jobs, no, those are white males. Those are not Hispanics. Don't be fooled, folks. I was shocked to find this out. We were also told that the, quote, illegal immigration is not a problem, unquote, in Los Angeles. Then there was Mr. Richard Alonzo from the LAUSD, basically told us that kids are here and we have to educate them, period. End of discussion. He also told us that it wasn't any more expensive to educate illegal alien children or at least foreign-speaking children than it was to educate an American child. Even though the foreign language books cost more, even though bilingual teachers make more, and even though foreign-speaking parents need translators. But no! Uh-uh! It doesn't cost any more. Then there was a young woman from Hope Community Church. She came in with her, let's build a coalition and take it all from Whitey routine. I've heard it a million times from these bourgeois black folks. That's right. Aaron Carter with two N's has fallen into this trap of let's build a coalition of Hispanic and black and we can rule the city of Los Angeles. Her exact words were, we're fighting over crumbs and we can have the whole damn pie. I put damn, she didn't say that, unquote. When Jesse Peterson asked her, could white folks be in that coalition? Her remark was, well, if they want to, yeah, they could come, yeah, we'll take them. You could just hear the anti-white racism in her voice and her comments. And you can see, as you can see at this point, folks, I have now taken the brakes off and I have removed my tongue from my cheek. And I will now tell you what I thought about this meeting. Councilman Parks taught us nothing. Well, I take that back. He taught us one thing. He taught us why there was so much anger in the room. He taught us why the Minutemen were born in the first place. He taught us why the mood in the country has changed so drastically. You see, folks, Councilman Parks is the creator of that mood. Not by himself, but he's got a big chunk of it. I told him that Thursday night to his face, just as I told you 2 weeks ago about Sheila Jackson Lee, who is trying to keep the Minutemen out of Texas and is the creator of the mood that spawned the Minutemen. It is to her requirements that the Minutemen came in. She made it necessary that the Minutemen came in. People are angry at these politicians, and Councilman Parks felt that anger. They heckled him from the minute he got there to the minute he left. He was hit in the face over and over and over last Thursday, and not one kind word was said to him and about him. The room was full, with standing room in the back. And all those people, black folks, white folks, Hispanic folks, were all over Parks relentlessly like a cheap suit. They were all over this guy. They rejected all his ridiculous statements, including telling us that our anger is misdirected. He told us, quote, you can stay angry, but they are not going to go away. Whether you want to hear it or not, no one is going to build a fence around the state of California. We'll see about that one. And clear out everyone you think is here illegally, unquote. We'll see about that one, too. We're working on both of those. You want to talk about who's not going away, Councilman Parks? We're not going away. The anger ain't going away. You are out of step, you are out of touch, and you are we are waiting for you to go away because of your horrible, horrible attitude. This man was asked one of the questions that I ask all of the time. When a young lady in the audience stood up and says, what laws can I break? You know what Park said? Quote, whatever you can get away with, unquote. That's what he said. This is a policeman, an ex-police chief, and now a lawmaker who told her any laws you can get away with, you can break. What a horrible example there is to our children and to our members of society. It is unbelievable to me that these are the kind of people that are governing us. Councilman Parks is the same type of black person that we have been up against all this time because they are trying to look at everybody as a, quote, minority, unquote, rather than as an American. They do not make the distinction between illegal aliens and American citizens. Councilman Parks told me that I was treating Hispanics the same way white folks treated our people when we moved into the Crenshaw district. He told us about how Mr. Crenshaw kept black people from moving in there. And I explained to him, you know what? We were legal citizens of this country and had the right to go wherever we could afford to move. And it was wrong what they did to us. But these people are illegal aliens and have no rights and have no right to be here. Then he looked at me and tried to confuse a statement by saying, are you saying it was all right that they did that to us? No, you idiot, I didn't say that. And you know I didn't say it. And you ain't going to put words in my mouth, is what I told him. What I am saying is what was done to us as black folks was wrong, but what we are doing by trying to get these people out of our country is completely within the law. But he wasn't interested in that. All he was interested in was the same old yip-yap diatribe of how we're all minorities together and how we can form coalitions. And he said without a coalition in the city, neither group would win. He said we should not be looking at it as Hispanics against blacks and blacks against Hispanics. I'm not against anybody. I'm against illegal aliens from everywhere. And just so happens that most of them happen to be Hispanics. But go down to Jefferson High School and tell them about forming coalitions. Go down to Jefferson High School where they are beating the hell out of black kids every day. 3,000 to 300 is the number. Go down there and tell them that there's no problem. Go down to these other high schools and explain. Go to East L.A. where a black person cannot get a house and live and tell us that we have to form a coalition. I ask, what is in it for me to form a coalition with an illegal alien? Nothing. The demise of my people in this city, that's what's in it for me. And that I will not tolerate from a normal citizen, and I sure ain't going to tolerate it from a second-class politician. Bet on it. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. In at least one city in Southern California where our deputies patrol, captains and commanders are not willing to support our rank and file. Public safety remains the highest priority for every deputy sheriff and district attorney investigator, and we perform with that goal in mind. It is our mission to protect and serve the community through the absolute best of our ability and fight the criminals that wage war in our streets and our neighborhoods. But I'm concerned that we can't do our jobs effectively if sheriff's management won't back us up. This was the case recently in the city of Norwalk, where a deputy was unfairly disciplined for doing his job. The Norwalk deputy received disciplinary action for going after a suspect on foot. Our union supports proactive police work like this, but it's unfortunate that some captains and chiefs in the sheriff's department do not. By punishing deputies for being proactive, the result is a deputy standing down out of fear of retribution by management. This is what gives criminals a heightened sense of power. At ALADS, we don't want violent criminals thinking they can get away with murder. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, they're going to tell you you need one piece of paper, and you know what that is? It is an appraisal. And you're going to scratch your head and say, where do I get an appraisal? I'm going to tell you. You call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. Give them a call, folks. They're fast, friendly and professional, and you know what that means. They will get you more money for your pocket. Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. I want to remind remind you good folks out there that have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all those good folks from around the country right now, all the good folks at WLRM 1380 AM Memphis, Tennessee, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great KDON 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the people listening on RBN Network. We welcome you to The Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give, and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Tonight we have a guy that you've never heard of. His name is Sheriff Troy Tucker from Clark County, Arkansas. Idiot Deluxe. This guy is a symptom, folks, of what we are up against. Sheriff Troy Tucker of Clark County. Well, let me tell you what happened first. Last week, federal agents staged a raid on the Petite Jean Poultry Company. 119 people were arrested. Each person arrested was specifically asked if they had children that needed to be looked after. Now, let me repeat that. Each person that was arrested was specifically asked if they had kids that needed to be looked after. Each person all replied that they did not have children. Negative. No children. No niños. Zero. The federal agents proceeded with deportation measures against these people, as they should, and it turns out that there were some 30 children that were left without parents to pick them up, some at school, some at daycare, whatever. And this was all due to a damn lie told by the parents. Had the parents just said, yes, I got kids, they would have made allowances, still been deported, but they would have made allowances for their kids to be picked up. But here we enter a Ringling Brothers sheriff named Troy Tucker, Clown Deluxe. He's speaking about these children. Tucker says, quote, the kids were just left. They're not doing their job by simply questioning them and asking them whether they have children and not contacting anyone locally, end quote. What? Let me get this right. Adults ask other adults, do you have children? And those adults said, no. What more needs to be done? They had a chance to reply in the affirmative, but they chose to tell a lie. Now, who is that on? That's not on these agents' heads. The sheriff slash clown then went on to say that the federal agents failed to tell his agency about the raid. Now, I'm willing to bet, folks, if asked, that Tucker will tell you that he does not enforce immigration law. Why? Everybody out there, all of us together. Why? Because it's a, quote, federal issue, unquote. Well, guess what, Troy? Being that you're right and it is a federal problem, the feds didn't have to tell you a damn thing. They did their job that you wouldn't help them do. You created the atmosphere for them to go in there and do their job. And now you're complaining that they only asked the people if they had kids. Good Lord. This goes on and on. It is unbelievable to me that this man has worked his way up to be a sheriff in this country. This week, Sheriff Troy Tucker, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, we had no guests tonight intentionally because we want to take more time for you folks to get your phone calls. Everybody complains, I didn't get in. And I know how it is. It is tough to get into the show because people are calling from all over the country. So what we're going to do, we're going to get right to the phones now tonight to allow people to, a little more time so everybody can get on. I know you're saying, why don't you shut up and hit a button? Here we go. Let's go to Gabe calling from Austin, Texas. Gabe, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey there, I just want to let you know I am mad as hell and I am paying attention.
Good.
And I'm just going to let you know that, did you hear about Bill Parmley? He was the Goliad Lanner. He was heading the Texas chapter of the Minutemen Project. Did you hear he resigned on Monday?
Oh, and said something about racism or something?
Now, that's what I want to talk about because I do agree with you. I'm Hispanic myself.
Right.
And I do agree that this illegal immigration is a problem. But we need to be very careful in the way we frame it. Because you can come across as racist, and it's no big leap in reason to say that the KKK guys will also be against illegal immigration. But we got to be against legal immigration for the right reasons,
absolutely,
not the wrong reasons.
Absolutely, you're right, Gabe.
And furthermore, I'd like to say that what I'm really afraid of, Terry, and this is what I see happening, is the Patriot Movement is being co-opted by these racist elements, and I see it as a chance for the government, for the New World Order the New World Order government conspiracy, for these guys to basically come in, pull a Timothy McVeigh, and blame it on the broad brush it and say it's the Patriots, when in fact it could be a government conspiracy to kind of try and, destroy the Patriot movement by saying they're a bunch of racists, when it's really not a bunch of racists. There are racist elements within the Patriot movement that we got to watch.
Well, you know what, Gabe? You're right on the money. You're absolutely right. We do have to make sure that we separate ourselves from these guys. You know, like I always say, there's a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans in the world, in this country, and I'm sure some of them are KKK members. You know what I mean? Does that mean a guy is supposed to stop rooting for the Cowboys?
That's
of course not.
But that's what they're doing. They're trying to broad brush.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And we do have to guard against this. But the thing I say is we should not stop doing what we're doing because you didn't say we should, but I'm just making a statement. We shouldn't stop what we're doing. We shouldn't stop working towards it because there are certain elements out there. We just have to make sure that we keep our rhetoric clean. As amped up as I get sometimes, I never talk against anybody's race because I don't feel anything against anybody's race. I am against people coming here illegally, and I don't care what color they are. I was the same way when the Haitians come in. I'm the same way with Nigerians, Icelanders, Brazilians, and everybody else. I'm the same way with all of them. I don't care what color you are. But you're right, Gabe. We do have to guard against this.
The Border Patrol's numbers was what's really becoming the new problem is the OTMs, the classification of other than Mexicans. And if you look at the arrests and deportations of OTMs, that's gone up within the last 5 years. It's gone up like about 900%. And what's happening is because it costs, let's say someone from China came here illegally, the Border Patrol caught them, they give them this administrative hearing. They don't deport them because it costs too much money.
Right.
But they just basically put it on the honor system that you need to show up
hearing.
And 98% of them do not show up.
Yeah, they issue them a thing to disappear.
Exactly.
And that's what happens. Okay,
now, what's up with that?
Yeah, you tell me. It's inefficiency is what it is, and it's also the mood that we are going to change. Gabe, thanks for calling us from Austin, buddy.
All right, keep up fighting the good fight.
You too, you too.
All right, peace.
Folks, I want to welcome tonight. We have a film crew in the studio tonight from Mablan Entertainment. That's Mauro Blanco and Matt Moran. They're here filming for a documentary. They got cameras all over the place. No, I didn't allow them to put any makeup on me. But we're having a good time tonight. They interviewed me before the show. Real nice guys, and they're here in the studio with us tonight. I want to welcome them. Let us go to Christina, calling us from Sacramento, California. Christina, what do you hear? What do you say?
How are you? I'm good.
Just fine.
I'm calling. I'm part of the California Border Force.
Oh, you're going to give us an update. Thank you very much. What's going on?
Basically, we are at a point where we have received title and summary from the Attorney General's office.
Uh-huh.
Petitions have been printed.
Wow.
So we are now circulating.
That's good news. That is good news. So the petitions have been mailed?
We are mailing some, and we will be mailing statewide shortly.
That is good news, Christina. You know, people have really been looking forward to this, and we really want to get our teeth into this. The show is behind it 110% because we know how hard Assemblyman Haynes has worked on this. We appreciate you calling. Tell us this before you go. Let us know, have you gotten any mood, any feedback on this from the public or anything?
You know, what we have found and what we've heard is that people want something to be done about this.
Yes.
They are tired of, you know, having illegal aliens run across the border, and a lot of it stems from people who actually live on the border who have their fences torn down, and people come across, they put it back up, but it gets torn down again. So they want something to be done, and we are trying to do that.
Well, you know, I've heard a lot of people tell me, well, this isn't the right thing to do. Well, until the right thing comes along, unquote, this is what we're going to do. And everybody that said, well, it's a federal issue. Well, then the Fed should be doing their job. And if they don't do their job, we're going to do it for them. But by getting this border police initiative, we have to do for ourselves. There comes a time, Christina, when we must survive. And we are not going to survive if we wait around for the federal government to protect us, because they have proven to us they don't want to do it.
Well, and I mean, in 1996, there was legislation passed that allows for states to actually do something about it.
Right.
So we are hoping that Congressman Ed Royce, who is the subcommittee chair of the International Terrorism and Nonproliferation Committee, will help us get this done. So we don't see a big problem with it at this point, at least.
Well, I don't either, and it's something we have to do, if nothing but to make a statement. Christine, I want to thank you for calling in tonight and giving us this update. We really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right, folks, there you go. We have the... We have the petitions. They're going out now, and you have to get them and sign them. That's the important thing, folks. This is something we have to do. You know, if you're just going to sit here and wait for somebody else to do it, I want to remind you that you have to sign all your friends, your neighbors, your mailman, your dog catcher. Everybody sign the Border Police Initiative. It'll give California its very own Border Patrol. And let me tell you something. I love it. It's the most important thing you've ever signed next to a lottery ticket, if you're lucky enough to have one of those. Anyway, visit their website. The website is www.callborderpolice.com. to order the petitions. That's www.callborderpolice.com. Excuse me, CalBorderPolice.com. It's one L. CalBorderPolice.com. Or if you don't have a computer, you can call. That's 916-443-6704. That's 916-443-6704. Excuse me, that is very important that you do that, folks. We've got to get this thing going, and we got to get it going quick. Let us get back to the phones now. Let us go to Ron, calling from the city of Orange. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, man, first of all, let me tell you, I want to give a shout-out. You would have been so proud of Jennifer. We were at a protest rally at Laguna Beach. Let me tell you, it got violent, and she was right there among the whole thing. I mean,
go get him, Jan.
People were screaming and yelling. She was right next to me. People were screaming and yelling right at us, and I mean, all she didn't back down a bit. You would have been proud of her, man. Really. Also, I want to say, if it wasn't for a canister of bright yellow pepper spray, I'm not kidding you, we would have come back with some bruises and probably some lacerations today. We had one guy tried to jump us as we were leaving. Jennifer was in the car. I was getting ready to get in the car, and I heard, like, gravel behind me. And I turned around, and I had the pepper spray face level right aimed at this dude. And he was, like, screaming and yelling, you know, go home and, you know, get out of here, the whole nine yards. I held the pepper spray right to his face, and I yelled at him to stop. And a woman behind him, who was probably going to jump me also from behind,
yeah, that's the M.O.
Yelled at me, are you threatening him? As he was getting ready to jump me from behind.
Unbelievable.
You know, but I also want to say, sadly, and I mean very sadly, unfortunately, and I know Barbara would not have approved of this, and I want to say this to everyone who's listening. Unfortunately, the neo-Nazis did align themselves with us. We did not know they were there until they unrolled the swastika flags. Granted, they absolutely, under our First Amendment, they have the right to voice their opinions. But I want to say to everyone listening, and I know the other side is listening, they were not there by our invitation. And I've got to say, when they unraveled those swastika flags, and they were doing the Heil Hitler arm at a 45-degree angle, I got to tell you, it was...
Well, hey, you know what? We live and learn.
Yeah.
And what we have to do is make sure this doesn't happen again, you know, and just separate yourselves from them. So
absolutely.
Things like this are going to happen. It's just the way it is, but we have to make sure we separate ourselves.
Yeah, and I just want to say to the other side, we did not invite them. Okay, so
I think the other side knows that, but they'll use it against us.
Absolutely,
but
they will.
That's okay. We know different, and we're going to make sure it doesn't happen again. End of story. Ron,
absolutely.
Thanks for calling. My best to Jen. I'm proud of her.
And, you should
be. We're proud of both of you guys for going out there and showing up for America.
Terry, you take care, my friend.
All right, buddy, you take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Getting ready to go to break, folks. Before we go, let me just say this about the thing the other night. I was very proud of all the people that showed up out there. It was really nice. People of all races came to this meeting, and I want to thank the Reverend Peterson for putting it on. He's a great guy, really great guy. Been there for America, loves his country, and we had our voice the other night, and we sent these clowns away from there. That's Bernard Parks and this guy Alonzo, knowing that Americans are angry, and knowing that they created that anger, and if they don't do something, it's going to get worse. We want to hear again from our good friend Senor Navarro tonight, so you can understand just what we are fighting, folks. Here's a man that hates America, and he hates you.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition, and that transformation is called the drowning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? If you are like the generals that command armies, we're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
The Terry Anderson Show is heard live on the All-American Radio Network and RBN Network.
Where your opinion counts. News Talk 870 KRLA.
Up to the minute news.
KRLA News Time 9:30. Police brutality. It's still here. I'm Scott Green in the KRLA News Center. The California NAACP issuing a report over the last week that states that police brutality against minorities is still a major problem. NAACP President Alice Hoffman.
We're not out to try to indict all policemen any more than you indict all teachers when there's a bad teacher.
Huffman says that a few bad apples and a culture of distrust among cops towards minorities continues to result in police brutality cases. KRLA Southland weather, sunshine tomorrow with a high of 91 degrees, currently 73 in Los Angeles, 74 in Garden Grove. KRLA News is a service of the California Department of Insurance. Low-income good drivers, you may qualify for the state of California's low-cost auto insurance. It's less than $350 a year. Call 866-60-AUTO-1. I'm Scott Green of News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
Hi, my name is Jeannie. Because of the three-step plan, I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom, and that means everything to me.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the three-step plan home-based business system. After just 2 short years, thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the three-step plan.
Hello, my name is Bill. I've been working the three-step plan for 18 months, and in that amount of time, I've been able to quit my job, pay off all of my bills, and even began to save money.
For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call toll-free 800-895-6545.
My name is Emma, and I'm a senior citizen, and I've worked with the 3-Step Plan for several years. Today, my house and cars are paid for. I have the time and the money to travel. The 3-Step Plan has given me hope and financial freedom.
You'll need a telephone, internet access, and a positive attitude. Go to 3stepplan.com or call toll-free 800-895-6545.
Where your opinion counts. News Talk 870 KRLA. More news. More traffic.
More talk.
It's only the well-educated that could come up with something so moronic.
Dennis Prager. Mornings 9 to noon. On News Talk
870
KRLA.
Today we need a nation of Minutemen. Citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we move to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we can afford a house there.
Whatever, but we're the post-pregnancy craziness.
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
will call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. We're going to get right to the phones now because I want to get everybody in tonight. Let us go to Wendy calling from Northridge, California. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, kid?
Listen, unfortunately, as you know, the CAFTA did pass. And
Allegedly.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard a lot about the vote being illegal and a lot of other things. It really angers me, you know?
Well, a buddy of mine called me and said that the president was practically on Capitol Hill going door-to-door with all kinds of, giveaway things.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And it's shameful that so many Republicans voted to make sure that Mexico is now part of America, and that there be no such thing as illegal immigration.
Wendy, that is a disaster. We'll see how it plays out, but it's a bad thing for our country. Not only for us, it's bad for the other countries also.
I think the other thing is this, is that they now want to pass the national identification card, which means they'll give it to anybody now, Terry.
Anybody that's here.
Anybody that's here.
Yep.
Anybody who crosses, they'll give it to them too.
Yep.
And now the problem is you won't be able to separate who's not here illegally and who was born here.
They're going
to
make it where we can't even ask.
That's exactly. And then 2 years after that, Terry, they now want to put chips into the card so that they can tell you where you are 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's the sickest thing I've ever in my life seen.
Well, you know what, Wendy? It's our job to fix whatever's wrong.
I hear you.
And if we don't do it, the government's going to work against us every time. So we've just got to be more vigilant. We've got to do our job. We've got to step it up a notch. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah, I agree. The New World Order is pounding at the door.
Yes, they are. They're very, very good at what they do.
Yeah. Well, listen, Terry, I've got a great guest this week on my at the Granada Forum.
Sure.
We're going to talk about 911 and when the latest things that have happened and brand new multimedia that most people have not seen about 911 and what is really coming down and what's going on. And the phone number at the Granada Forum is 818-385-4003.
I've been there. I've been the speaker there. And Wendy has some very good guests there. It's really a nice thing. Give that number one more time, Wendy.
Sure. 818-385-4003. And the speaker is David Wagner.
All right, Wendy. Thanks for calling. You take care.
Listen, Terry, by the way, you get better with your wrist. I'm very sorry to hear that.
Will do.
All right. God bless.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Carlos calling from Washington, D.C. Carlos, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Hey, Terry. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, man.
Yeah, we trying to hold down the fort over here in D.C.
Well, you know what? You got your hands full because I was there and I saw it for myself.
Yeah, but what I'm seeing now here in Washington, well, we have a large Salvadorian population. So what I'm seeing here in Washington is a lot of racial tensions now between Black Americans and the Salvadorians.
Well, you know what, Carlos? Councilman Parks told us there shouldn't be any of that. We should be embracing these people because, you know what? We can form coalitions with them, and we can gain power by doing so. What do you think of that?
Well, see, that's a bunch of crap because, see, this is how our 13-member liberal D.C. City Council thinks, and that person that we have up there in Congress, Eleanor Holmes Norton, she refused.
Person. I like the way you said person.
She refused. Now, you've seen my emails. I mean, she supports this, and she has.
And wants them to vote. She wants them to be able to vote.
Exactly. For my council member, which is Adrian Fenty of Ward 4, he's running for the mayor of the District of Columbia. As of last year, he had proposed legislation to give non-citizens the right to vote.
Unbelievable.
In the District of Columbia.
Man, you guys got to fight that one, man.
Exactly.
You got to fight that one tooth and nail.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, this is just outrageous.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Carlos. I'm gonna get that information to you about the thing last Thursday. I just haven't had a chance, but I want to give you and Earl the whole lowdown on what happened, a lot of things that were said. But I've just been so busy this weekend. But I'll get it to you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, brother. You take care.
Take care.
All right. Let's go to D.A. King calling from Atlanta, Georgia. D.A., what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry Anderson, I believe that was the best monologue I have ever had the pleasure of hearing you do. You are fired up and ready to go. Let me tell you on the air, sir, how very proud I am to call you my friend.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy, and it is mutual.
If I could just teach you to eat grits.
No, I don't eat no grits. Don't eat no grits.
Terry, I was sitting here writing, the sentence I was writing right when you began your monologue was, don't be shy or reluctant to organize or attend a rally or a protest march to make your outrage known to the public or to the media. And at that moment, I heard your voice kick into your monologue. It was magical.
Well, you know what, buddy? This thing last Thursday really, really fired me up. It angered me. You know, when the councilman gave his opening remarks, it was in a very low monotone. He never got excited. Man, people were throwing at him, man. They were letting him have it tooth and nail. And he just sat there and kept calm the whole time. But toward the end, he got a little rattled. But you know what? It showed me what we were up against. It showed me the level of politician that we have now. It is unbelievable some of the things this man said. He said, well, you know, we shouldn't be considering it, us and them. We should form this coalition. We won't get anywhere without coalitions in this city. And they're killing us in this city, but he still wants to form a coalition. Now, I know for a fact this guy has had made statements against illegal immigration before, and they've all been against us. It's never been against the illegal immigration. It's been for it. He is a constant in what we have to look against. I mean, it's just sad. It's
he
really
is, Terry,
sad.
And as we all know, all we have to do for him and everybody else is follow the money back to the reason that he's supporting this anti-American.
That's right. And what he did, and the other gentleman there, Alonzo, and the young lady, Erin Carter, what they did, they slapped every American in the face. They slapped every American, especially black folks, in the face, because that's what this event was about. But they slapped everybody in the face and said, you know what? What you're saying is wrong and stupid. We know better than you know. But guess what? Here's the good thing. Just as you're doing down in Atlanta, we ain't going away, and we're not going to stop. They're not going to silence us. We're going to keep doing our thing, and we're getting louder and louder and louder. And these politicians the other night heard it from us. They got the heat right from the American people, right, slapped them right in the face, and there's nothing they could do about it. They've never had heat like that, and they're going to keep giving it. And one more thing, D.A., let me tell you what the next move is going to be. You're going to hear about them doing another meeting here in L.A. where a coalition is built now. But you know what? That ain't the rank and file folks. That's going to be a setup.
Well, Terry, you need to ask those people where all these illegal Canadians are getting these Mexican flags.
Thank you. Thank you. That's amazing, isn't it? I'm still looking for my first maple leaf. I haven't seen one yet.
Keep it up, buddy.
All right. Thanks, D.A. Take care. All right, let's go to Luca, calling from Apple Valley. Luca, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Good afternoon. Good evening. Straight to the point.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Good evening. Good night, almost. Listen, first of all, I would like to remind all to all your listeners, our listeners, that basically Mr. Jerry Lewis, coming back to the arguments about CAFTA, is the one with Mr. Dreyer that also they voted in favor of CAFTA. So let's remember those two names, Mr. U.S. Congressman Jerry Lewis, David Dreyer, they were in favor of CAFTA, and for two votes we lost. And those two people, if they voted right, today we may have a different type of result. So let's remember pretty soon that we're going to come back to in front of the Jerry Lewis office to protest and completely to show him that we don't agree what he's been doing with us.
Good.
Second thing, I would like to remember all our listeners, your listeners, that it's very important. We need to support you. We need to support Terry. Because I remember everybody that Terry is paying out of his pocket money to bring the show to us. And that's very important. We don't have anybody else but Terry here. This is a very important show. So everybody, please, if everybody could put at least $5 out, we could really support you in the right way and make the show national. We need to put you national. We need to put you in every American town. This is the moment. So please, just every $5, even just a month, we could create with 10,000 listeners enough support to put your show national.
Well,
and
you know,
on top.
You know what, Luca? I appreciate you saying that. That's how we got on Mark Edwards' station, on KDON. That's how we got on in Phoenix. That's how we got on in Memphis. I mean, you know, and we had to drop some stations for lack of funding. But we're doing the best we can, and the show is national. It's going out nationally. We're on the Internet. We're on the RBN network. We're being heard all over the country on that network. But you're right. The more money we get, the more we can do. That's the way it is. Money is important with every endeavor you do in this country.
And one more time, please, people, you can support also Terry Anderson's show. Go to his website, theterryandersonshow.com, and there is my CD there that I gave it to Terry for a very special, special price, and basically 80% of the profit goes to you, and I want that can help you out. Please, people, buy the CD and can help Terry out to support this show.
Right, folks. Luca has graciously given us the CD and said, look, you sell it, you guys keep the money. You send us $15, we pay for the cost of the CD, and the show gets to keep the rest. And that's the way. And it's a pretty good CD. So, you know, everybody wins this. Luca, I want to thank you for calling, buddy.
Thank you very much. Remember, there is the Minuteman song is there. The Minuteman song is there.
It
and
is.
There is another song, you may like it. Pancho Villa stops here. Bye.
All right, Luca. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
All right. All right, let's go to Zoni, calling from Long Beach, California. Zoni, what do you hear? What do you say?
Nationally, hello to everybody. Thank you for your show, Terry. I'm assuming that the employer that guy, Tucker, called, that employer is not in jail, right?
No.
Okay, there we go.
He should be in jail. He should be in jail for a long time, because without the hook from that employer dragging these people in here, most of them probably, if they had no job, they wouldn't be here, Zoni. And that's the truth. So we must crack down on the employers. That is absolutely necessary.
In my organization, I create an organization called Nación Segura, Secure Nation, and we are calling ICE, you know, to report every single individual and business, farmers, agriculture, electronics, media who is hiring illegal immigrants. But really quick, to you, we share what happened Thursday at Laredo, Mexico, the attack, the power attack against my consulate, the United States consulate, and I emailed the embassy in Mexico to interview in the show, your show, Antonio Garza, our ambassador over there in Mexico. You know, this is getting hot because the narco traffic, which is higher and behind the illegal immigration and
right.
the illegal employers, are getting upset because their customers are not getting their shipment, meaning the cocaine users. And you see, I shared with you when I visited you the other day, I'm against the cocaine users, who are, most of them are not Hispanics, non-blacks. And this will kill two birds at the same token, because I'm tired of cocaine users being, supported by the illegal criminal employers.
That's right. You know, Zoni, I heard that Osama was going to poison the cocaine. Did you hear that?
That was good.
Yeah,
was,
you know when I heard that, you know what I thought to myself? And so what? Look, we get rid of a bunch of drug addicts, and we get rid of a bunch of people doing the dope dealers will lose all their customers, and the money will go down the drain. I felt absolutely nothing when I heard that. And I know I'm going to get emails, how could you be so cruel? I got nothing for a drug user. I got no compassion for anybody who uses dope.
The majority of cocaine users in our country, the United States, are not Hispanics, are not black, non-Hispanics. I don't want to mention the race, because they're going to say that I'm racist, but I don't care if they think that. I'm against illegal immigration, but I'm really more against the cocaine traffickers who support illegal immigration.
And Zoni, it's all tied together. I got to go, buddy. All right. I want to thank you for coming up here last week. Zoni came up here to meet me, folks. He's a nice guy.
And you see, that's the reason why I'm not a progressive liberal Democrat, because I know the city of Los Angeles council member will not do anything against
right.
what they're supposed to do. We have 31 days of the Antonio Villaraigosa's administration. The speed road is still the same.
All right, buddy.
You take care,
Zoni. Let's go to John calling from Tempe, Arizona. John, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, how's it going?
Pretty good, buddy. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I am mad as hell, and I have been paying attention. In fact, we've been out in the desert. I was out there Friday with the Minuteman Project. Things are going great.
Good.
Yeah, just to kind of give a little rundown of what happened, we spotted a dozen illegal aliens running through a wash. They were all dressed in black, carpet on their feet, running drugs, and they were moving quickly.
Wow.
We informed the Border Patrol agent. They got their helicopters out with infrared, a biplane circling overhead. Took them about 20 minutes to get out there. They did a superb job.
Well, that's good. What's the mood like down there?
Well, it's pretty good. You know, all the guys on the line, they're all upset about this illegal immigration problem. I know that you were just in the classroom there, or not in the classroom, at the city council meeting regarding classrooms and things like
it
that.
It wasn't a city council meeting. It was a meeting at the Bond headquarters, and the city councilman was invited.
Right.
Yeah.
And the city councilman just bald-faced lies to everybody.
Yeah, he does.
It doesn't cost more money to educate.
Well, that was the school superintendent told us that. School superintendent said that. But he also lied and told me that the word mayate doesn't mean nigger, and I know it does. He said what it means a black fruit gnat. So, I mean, I know what the direct translation is, but when Hispanic people say that to black folks, they're saying, hey, nigger. They're not saying, hey, black fruit gnat. So that was also a lie. It was totally out of context what he said. But anyway, your point is well taken, John. These people came, told us a lot of lies, gave us a lot of bad opinions, told us a lot of things that were just contrary to being an American citizen. But you know what? We didn't listen. They got heckled and booed every time they said it. And every time they made these statements, nobody listened. I don't think there was maybe one person in that room other than the press from Telemundo and Univision who were there. They were the only ones who liked what they had to say. But you know what? Most people didn't. And that's a fact.
Of course. Well, you know, all these politicians and these people that get in, claim themselves as civil rights organizations, you know, supporting the Latinos, American Latinos. They're not supporting American Latinos. They're supporting illegal immigrants. If they were supporting Latinos that were American, they would be stopping this illegal invasion. They would be screaming out about
right.
it. They would want jobs for those people. They would not want them taken away so that American Latinos would have good paying jobs. Same thing with the black Americans, all Americans. This is an outrage that we've got this going
on. John, you're right on the money.
They get into these positions. They think that they're the mouthpiece for their constituents, but they are gagging their constituents.
They really are. And John, we had Hispanics in that room the other night that were livid against illegal immigration. Absolutely livid against it. So, you know, this is a multicultural task we have here. We've got to draw in all the people. I don't believe I actually said that word. We got to draw in all the people to get involved in this regardless of race. I got to go, John. Thanks for calling me from Tempe, buddy.
Okay, you take care.
You take care too.
All
right, let's go to Eric calling from Los Angeles, California. Eric, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, first thing I want to say is Lupe Moreno is listening. She's doing great work. I don't know her, but I heard a lot about her.
Oh, she's awesome. Awesome.
Second thing is this supposed coalition between blacks and Latinos in Los Angeles.
Ain't gonna
is
happen.
Just a pipe dream.
Ain't gonna happen.
Because the tension is hot. I live here. I'm telling you. The third thing is I've called Schwarzenegger's office 3 times in the last 2 weeks and asked him, why has he been so silent on illegal immigration lately? And each time his folks hall gives a standard response of, it's a federal issue.
Typical.
Typical. And I said, if he takes that that cop-out attitude, he's going to lose in 2006. And
yeah, he
said, well, it's a federal issue, and we really can't do anything about it.
Well, that's what they said the other night. That's what Park said. It's a federal issue. But then he also said, listen to this one, Eric. He said, you know, the L.A. City Council has come out and taken an official stand against the Mameen Pinguin stamps for Mexico. Okay? Well, if that's the case, why don't you come out and make an official stand against illegal immigration? Neither one of them are city matters. None of them are municipal matters. So if you're going to do it on that, why not do it on something that means something? I got to go, Eric. Thanks for the call,
Thank
buddy.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Let's go to Ricardo calling from Los Angeles. Yeah, you didn't get out there. You didn't get out there. Just keep saying it. Keep saying it.
Pabuhui.
Yeah, keep saying it. There you go. Hey, let me tell you something, Ricardo. Your mama. Y tu mama también. Anyway, here's a guy that wants to call up and curse at me in Spanish on the air. But you know what it is? He's got nothing else to do with himself. He's probably sitting there with himself in hand. Let's go to Maria. Maria.
Hi, Terry. I hope you feel better.
Oh, I'm feeling much better, Maria. How you doing?
Good. I'm very happy to hear your program, and thank you to Luca and everybody. We need to buy his CD, and we have to support you and Mark Edwards and my friends in Apple Valley and Luca. I love you. Thank you to Lupe Moreno. Thank you to Frank and Jane. I mean, they're awesome. And we need to continue this. I already got like 2-3 pages with the signatures for the border police, and we have to keep going, Terry. That's the only way.
You're absolutely right, Maria, and I appreciate that.
And
thank
God bless you. God bless you for all you're doing.
And you too,
and
Maria.
You're right. Forget that coalition or whatever.
Ain't going to happen. We should have a coalition of America.
No, and we're going to have a big census like they said. We need one like Israel.
That's right.
That's what they are.
Whatever it takes, Maria. And we're going to have a coalition, but we're going to have a coalition of Americans.
Exactly.
We're going to have a coalition
America
of
first.
Americans. I don't care what
exactly.
race somebody is. I'm not excluding any race. As far as us trying to build a coalition with some other race, I'm not doing it. Americans. My buddy Carlos in Washington, D.C. My buddy D.A. King in Atlanta, Georgia. All of these people that I know. All these people from around the country, different races that I have met. None of them feels any differently than I do that this should be an American issue. Just for Americans, nobody else. We don't care what color and race somebody is. That's ridiculous to exclude somebody and try to build a coalition between two races. I got to go, Maria. Thank you so much for calling.
God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Jim calling from Aliso Viejo. Jim, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, about that captive vote, very disappointing. I was looking at the roll call sheet. J.D. Hayworth.
J.D. Hayworth from Arizona.
Steve King and Tom Price.
Both
those candidates endorsed
by Royce.
Tom Tancredo, Team America, voted for this.
Yeah.
And when I just saw them voting for this, I was just furious. It just got under my skin.
Dana Rohrabacher.
Yeah, there you go.
Dana Rohrabacher. And guess what? You and I, Jim, are aligned here with liberal Democrats because that's who, to the person, voted no on this issue as it should have been. We are aligning ourselves with liberal Democrats. Why? Because they're right. They're right. I don't know what their reason was, but I know what my reason is, and they're right with the way they voted. So this is a nonpartisan issue. We should be voting the right way, not the partisan issue.
You are absolutely right.
All right, Jim. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, also, if these votes, if they would have voted the other way on this, just about a couple of them, this captive would have been defeated.
Okay, I agree. What do we need, two votes, you know?
Yeah, 217 to 215.
There you go. Vote. Jim, thanks for calling, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Let's go to Jose, calling from Pico Rivera. Jose, not much time.
Hey, how you doing? I want to get your opinion on an idea that I have to stem the tide of illegal aliens. Try to get all the rattlesnakes from the desert, throw them at the border. That's not a bad idea.
Well, I mean, who's going to catch them? But
I'm sure there's snake handlers around California.
I don't know, Jose. You know, what can I tell you? But one thing about it, if rattlesnakes are there, you know they're there, you're not going to come across. Right?
I caught a few snakes. I'm a snake handler. So, you know, it's...
Well, maybe you can get you a job out of this.
I'm telling you, I'm these...
Jose, I like your idea.
I endorse it.
Rattlesnakes on the border.
No, I mean, you have your Mojave Greens, you have your... If worst case scenario, import cobras from India.
There you go.
I'm telling you. Or even the Australian snakes from Australia, those are the dangerous in the world, you know. Throw them in there.
All right, Jose, I got to go, buddy.
Why do you need borders for? Just have snakes.
All right, you take care. All right, let's go to Jack calling from L.A. Jack, you got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, hey, Terry, I was up there with you.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, not too bad.
Yeah, what'd you think? What'd you think of the meeting?
Yeah, it was a sham as usual. I was just up there just observing, taking it in.
I don't think the meeting was a sham, Jack. I thought the responses from the city councilman and the school board was a sham.
It was typical.
Yeah, but the meeting I enjoyed. I enjoyed because that anger got to get out to these people and let them know how we feel.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity for them to see the mood of the people.
Yep.
And that comment that Alonzo made, I know for a fact that is a derogatory term for blacks. He tried to
absolutely
say something else, but I know that the whatever it is, he's commented about it being about a
no. He knows what it is.
Derogatory term for blacks.
I gotta go, Jack. Call me earlier next time, buddy.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Want to remind everybody out there, we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California 91604. I want to thank Mike Reed, engineer Deluxe, for doing the show tonight. My producer, Les Blinghorn, answering the phones. I want to remind everybody out there, this week with the swings, we have I Can't Believe It, Part 1, and Stem Cell Reform. And all you folks in Phoenix, Arizona, go visit my buddy at Children's Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback. Buy a car, get your car serviced, go down there and spend some money with our buddy. Stay tuned for Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy, Kay, and Jeff. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, folks, theterryandersonshow.com. And don't forget our good buddy, Juan Man, at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
This feature was brought to you by the Friends of Terry Anderson on News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts. And it's just about time for Sunday Night Folk. Great hour of some great music coming your way. It's the Weekend Magazine. You're going to enjoy this next hour right here on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Where your opinion counts. News Talk
870
KRLA. Glendale, Los Angeles. A service of Salem Communications. More news. More traffic.
More talk.
Depend on it.
Up to the minute news.
KRLA News Time, 10 o'clock. The mayor sets his sights on fixing the city's educational system. I'm Scott Green in the KRLA News Center. Steve Gonzalez has more.
Mayor Villaraigosa has long said LA's education needed fixing.
What we're going to look at is best practices. What are things that are successful programs in Chicago and New York and Cleveland and Boston and San Francisco and other cities? Figuring out how we better allocate the some $250 million that we spend on education and youth programs.
He said not much has been done over the last 4 years to LA.